Good morning and welcome to Montana Public Radio. For our second hour of Morning Classics today, I'm Michael Marsolek. I'm in our Studio B here at Montana Public Radio with a number of musicians from two different universities that have been together celebrating a collaboration culminating in a couple of concerts, both at Pocatello, Idaho, at Idaho State University, and here at the University of Montana. And we're lucky enough to have the musicians live with us in studio for some music of Brahms this hour. And I'll introduce everybody, but maybe I'll start with the two of you whose brainchild this is, David Cody from the University of Montana and Kathleen Lane from Idaho State. So the idea of taking the two music departments and doing something together, I know has happened a lot, but I don't know that I've seen a faculty collaboration like this or quite like this.
Yeah, this was a concert about a year and a half in the making. A couple of years ago, Kathleen and I, with our two pianist colleagues, Corey Bond and Christopher Hahn, did a collaborative all Schubert recital, which we first performed at ISU and then here at UM. And it was so successful and so much fun, we wanted to invite our friends to the party and do something on a larger scale. And so the second book of Brahms' Liebeslieder, the Neue Liebeslieder, Opus 65, came to mind because it's a collection of SATB ensemble pieces interspersed with solos and piano four hands. And we thought, well, this is going to be a challenge to get all of these people's schedules together, but I think everybody was in from the get-go. You had me at Brahms was pretty much the response we got at the first email inquiry.
Very nice.
And so it was just a process of lining up performance dates and rehearsals, both here in Missoula and in Pocatello. And miraculously, it all came together.
And Kathleen, the first performance was actually last weekend in Pocatello,
right.
and then last evening, actually, in
right.
Missoula. So from your perspective, I guess this is a great opportunity for all of you as musicians, as singers and pianists.
Well, unlike so many music faculties, there is true affection, respect, and regard amongst all of us at our respective campuses and between both universities. I actually am a Grizz. I graduated from University of Montana in 1978. Yay. And every time I come here, it's very special. So the number of emails to get this scheduled is in the hundreds.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, let's begin with a piece of music, perhaps, to start. We're going to have a few duets, both for piano, four hands, and a couple of singing duets. Maybe I'll just do a quick introduction of everyone who's here first. We have sopranos Ann Bazinski and Diana Livingston Friedley, Kimberly James and Kathleen Lane, the mezzos, David Cody and Jeffrey Friedley, tenor, David Edmonds and Scott Anderson, baritone, Christopher Hahn and Corey Bond at our piano here at Studio B at Montana Public Radio. So what is the first piece we get to hear?
The first piece is entitled Spannung, which means tension or conflict. And it's a song that Brahms published in 1882 with a set of four other songs. And it depicts a young man and a young woman. The young man is inviting the young woman to promise herself to him, and she's arguing strenuously that he leaves her and goes off to be with other young ladies. But in the end, they manage to work things out.
All right, let's hear this now. This is Diana Livingston Friedley, soprano, Jeffrey Friedley, tenor, Corey Bond, piano, members of the faculty of Idaho State University performing first here. This is live music from Studio B at Montana Public Radio.
Mein tausiger Schatz, ich sag dir guten Abend. Komm du zu mir, ich komme zu dir. Du sollst mir Antwort geben, mein Engel.
Ich komme zu dir, du komme zu mir. Das wäre mir gar keine Ehre.
Music of Johannes Brahms, sung live here in our Studio B at Montana Public Radio. I'm Michael Marsalek. We're having a live session this hour and thrilled to be here. David Cody back to the microphone to introduce the second piece for us. Talk about the amazing songs of Brahms, this incredible catalog as a singer.
Certainly. He was, first of all, so prolific. And there are numerous songs of many different subjects and moods and styles. And, of course, the many solo songs with piano, as well as duets and quartets. And it's just such gorgeous music and so rich in his harmonic colors. And equally composed for voice and piano, in that they're equals in the interpretation of the poem. This particular piece is from a collection of four duets, Opus 28, and it's an interesting song entitled Die Nonne und der Ritter, The Nun and the Knight. It's a unique kind of dialogue between a nun who is in a castle and a knight who approaches on a ship, and it's as if they are conversing with one another and yet don't hear one another. There are references by the nun of just a deep sense of sorrow and foreboding. The knight makes a reference to the Crusades, traveling to where they fight over the grave of Christ. And this, I go to where the end of all things. So, Die Nonne und der Ritter.
This features Kathleen Lane, mezzo-soprano, David Cody, tenor, Corey Bond, Christopher Hahn at the piano for this one. Music of Brahms, live from Studio B.
Die Wellen unten rollen.
Kathleen Lane, mezzo-soprano, David Cody, tenor, and Christopher Hahn at the piano. Die Nonne und der Ritter, The Nun and the Knight. Music of Johannes Brahms, that was the Opus 28, number 1, composed in 1863. We're going to hear another duet, and then a piece for piano, four hands, and then some octet as we continue. This is a live session at Studio B at Montana Public Radio. I'm Michael Marsalek. Well, at the microphones, I have a couple of the Missoulians now, Ann Baczynski and Kimberly James, to talk about this next piece. You both work with singers all the time, and I imagine work with Brahms all the time with singers. Is this a somewhat rare opportunity to do this kind of thing for yourself, both in a collaborative way and to get to wrap your voices around Brahms? You know?
That is such a precious opportunity. I mean, not only to stand before our students and go, all right, now you see us trying to work on what we ask you to do and give you the best examples that we can. And in both cases, it was lovely to see the students run up and go, we sat there and said, those are our teachers. Brahms has such a variety of things that there are things to suit every kind of voice. These beautiful little duets are wonderful things for recitals. As you hear, they're not unduly long. There are many different kinds of voices. This is one of the beautiful ones for soprano and mezzo. The text is by Goethe.
Yeah, and the poem talks about Phoebus as she experiences a rainstorm. And in this rainstorm, she sees a rainbow, so a bogen, that is farbig beschatten, so listen for that, very colorful shaded. And then similarly, you may see clouds, and even though there's whiteness there in those clouds, there's still heaven's bow, doch himmelsbogen, present. And then we turn to the color gray, so even though you will turn gray, you are still someone who can find love. Such a nice story.
And what's the title of this one?
Phenomen, like a phenomenon.
Yes.
Like our beautiful rainbows here that are just neon bright. Mm. So we kind of had to do this one in honor of our rainbows.
Of Missoula rainbows, yes. And one other thing I'd add just about this collaborative music is that some of us, I think, experienced these Liebeslieder waltzes as young singers ourselves. I know that my first experience with this was in a collegiate choir. And so it's just wonderful to be able to present music that has been part of our lives for so many years collectively.
Wonderful. We'll hear now Ann Baczynski, soprano, Kimberly James, mezzo-soprano, Christopher Hahn at the piano. We're listening to Music of Brahms all hour. This is Morning Classics on Montana Public Radio.
Zu dir liegen Wand,
Phenomen from Johannes Brahms. You're listening to live music from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. That was Ann Bozinski, soprano, Kimberly James, mezzo-soprano, Christopher Hahn at the keyboard, and Chris Hahn coming to the microphone now. Now for something completely different.
That was my line.
Yeah, I was going to use it before you did. So the Hungarian dances, fabulous for piano four hands, right?
So great. So great. They have just such great character coming from that some Hungarian yet really gypsy world that was such an influence as that, you know, that culture migrated into Europe and into Germany and such. And composers were just enwrapped with it, sort of like French composers became enwrapped with, you know, Japanese culture and also the Spanish sound as well. These are just so fun to play. These and the Dvorak Slavonic dances for piano forehand are maybe sort of top of the charts repertoire. So we did two of them on this recital. We're doing just one today, number 12, is that right? Number 8, pardon me. It's a lot of fun. It's got everything that you expect in the Brahms Hungarian dances. Lots of fire, lots of passion. It's just fun to play. I think it's a nice segue into then the Liebeslieder with that great arrangement that Brahms just came up with. Let's do a four-hand arrangement for a choral piece. It's so much fun. So we're just honored as pianists to have this repertoire from such a great composer. So
Ann Bozinski back here. I just have to say that I think they're fooling us. It sounds like about 10 hands.
It does. We're listening to live music for a wonderful morning classics. Thanks to all the singers and pianists for being with us today for this special live session. Happy to do this at Montana Public Radio. Very exciting for us. We're going to hear now the Hungarian Dance number 8 in A minor. This is Corey Bond from Idaho State University and Christopher Hahn from the University of Montana for piano four hands, music of Johannes Brahms. Everyone wanting to applaud here in the room. Very nice. The Hungarian Dance, number 8 in A minor. That was Corey Bond and Christopher Hahn, piano four hands, taking our Yamaha piano here at Studio B out for a nice ride. Well, who do I have to talk to a little bit about the Liebeslieder?
Yeah. I'm Jeffrey Friedley.
Yeah, hi, Jeffrey. So, Brahms, tell our listeners about the scope of this work and really how great it is for four part voices and piano four hands.
Brahms wrote 2 sets of Liebeslieder waltzes. The first set was published in the 1860s to great acclaim. It was a very popular work. It was performed frequently with Brahms at the piano and also with his friend Clara Schumann at the piano and with a number of the great singers of their day. And in answer to that, in the 1875, he published this second set. The first set is joyous and sort of covers everything happy and fuzzy about love, birds and shrubbery and just all things joyful and blooming. And this Hungarian Dance that we just heard, number 8 in A minor. A minor? Is that what it is? Yeah. Is a really perfect introduction to this second set, which is by comparison looking at, not at the gloomy side of love, but looking at the love from a much more intense angle. So many of the speakers in the poems, which are translations of poems from a number of different languages by Georg Daumer, the first 14 of the 15 songs, are looking at the pain involved in love. And in fact, the very first song begins with the word caution. Be careful, those of you who venture out onto the sea of love, because all around you are wrecked ships. and thus begins this Neue Liebeslieder set. And so some of the soloists, for instance, are singing about love that maybe hasn't quite gone the way they hoped. In number 3, for instance, the speaker is saying, I had decorated the fingers of each hand with rings given to me by my loving brother, and I've given them all away to a beautiful young man who is proving to be unfaithful. And yeah, right, sucker. the next song, number 4, Ihr schwarzen Augen, you dark eyes, you need only to wink, and around you palaces collapse, cities decay, and no one can resist your charms. Number 5, Wahre, wahre, deinen Sohn, was one that our students and friends came up to me and discussed. And I didn't sing it. It's sung by our mezzo colleagues, Kathleen Lane and Kimberly James. And it's a scary text. The speaker is a young woman saying, mothers, protect your sons, because here I come. And they have nothing. They're not going to be able to ward off my beauty, my charms. And literally, that poem ends, if his soul does not ignite from my love, your cottage will burn. So there's even a, you know, there's something dark in these songs. The Brahms composed the set. He took 14 poems, translations of poems by Georg Daumer, and made 2 sets of 7 songs each, which have a couple of pieces for 4 voices and then some solos interspersed. And then to conclude the set, he borrowed a poem from a larger work by the great German poet Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. And that poem, which is simply called Conclusion, is an invocation or a sort of exhortation to the muses, to the gods of art and music and dance. And I'll just read the translation. I think that's probably the best way to summarize this. Now, you muses, enough. In vain you struggle to describe how misery and gladness alternate in the loving breast. You cannot heal the wounds inflicted by Cupid. But relief comes only, you kind-hearted ones, from you.
Wonderful. We'll hear now the 15 songs of the Neue Liebeslieder, music of Johannes Brahms, published in 1875. This features an ensemble of 8 singers, Anne Baczynski and Diana Livingston Friedley, sopranos, Kimberly James and Kathleen Lane, mezzo-soprano David Cody and Jeffrey Friedley, tenor, David Edmonds and Scott Anderson, baritone, and Christopher Hahn and Corey Bond, piano. We'll hear now Liebeslieder, music of Brahms. This is live from Montana Public Radio's Studio B.
Hey!
Thank you.
Music from Johannes Brahms, the Neue Liebeslieder, performed live in Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. That was just wonderful. Thank you all so much. Hope you enjoyed that at home as much as I did here in the room. Quite fabulous hearing you sing here for us today. We've had the distinguished faculty of both the University of Montana Music Department and members of Idaho State University as well. The singers included Ann Bazinski, Kimberly James, David Cody, and David Edmonds from the University of Montana, Diana Livingston Friedley, Kathleen Lane, Jeffrey Friedley, and Scott Anderson from Idaho State, and also the pianist Christopher Hahn from Missoula, and Corey Bond, pianist as well from Idaho State. A wonderful collaboration and a wonderful gift for us here for a live session on Montana Public Radio. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to say thanks to Josh Burnham, Tom Cook, and Cherie Newman. The production today was produced by Beth Ann Osteen. I'm Michael Marsalek for Montana Public Radio. Thank you so much for listening.